Ooh. Okay, great. George, everybody. Would we all clap it up for George?
Hey, thanks, George.
That would be really nice because, you know, George is the best. He's on dispatch tonight, as I kind of call it with the show, but really he's doing everything. So we appreciate George. Dispatch the band, Flying Horses, the general. How much do you think I know about Dispatch? Because I've seen them live. Guess what? I came up with a weed game show. I've seen Dispatch, all right? So I'm Alex Grubard. This is Weeding Out the Stone, the game show of sobriety tests. And one person is sober, the rest are stoned. That's how this show works. That's how we've always done it. I counted recently. This is the 142nd time I've had people on stage get high, except for one. I know, it's a magic number. It's almost 420 divided by 5. Wait, never mind. Bam, Weeding Out the Stone, the game show of sobriety tests. I've got a bunch of sobriety test games that we're going to put these players through, and we'll eliminate them one by one after each game and see if we can find the sober person amongst them. The sober person is currently anonymous. That's how it goes. So let's follow the rules. These are the rules and laws around here. We have one narc. There's one sober person. They narked anonymously on the rest of them. That's how I knew to invite this group up here. This is what we always say. So every player tonight has smoked cannabis except for one. We'll play sobriety test games, and after each game, we'll eliminate someone we believe is stoned to try and find the sober narc at the end. Tell you what you guys are playing for, by the way. If you are, no matter what, if you're sober or stoned, if you are the final person on stage, if you convince the audience and the live audience and the live-streamed audience that you are, in fact, the sober person, you win a handful of pot stuff. We've got a Cookie's weed jar. This is from All the Smoke here in downtown Jersey City. They're really in Journal Square. patchouli incense, you know, for every good stoner. We've got this weapon of mass destruction and some rolling papers. I've got some candy, and you know, in the audience, and the last person on stage will win a Weeding Out the Stone, the game show, the card game. For our first player, Justin, everybody, give it up for Justin. Justin, I just want to talk to you for a second, see how you're doing. How are you today?
I'm good, Alex.
Thanks. You can face the cameras. You don't have to look at me. I look disgusting. How are you feeling about playing this game show?
I'm really, I really don't know what to expect, but I'm going to do my best for all the people. I think my mother-in-law's watching, so I'm going to do the best I can.
Hell yeah, Justin. I love it. I think you've got some support out there. That's good strategy, if I could tell you. Pass that mic down, and let's clap it up for our next player, Rachel, everybody. Clap it up for Rachel.
Hello.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, these are all our players. Oh, but actually some of these are wrong. You know how stoners are. But yeah, Rachel, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well. I'm sorry. The first time I've been late is when the show starts on time. So
I know. Well, we decided to vamp for a while.
Yeah,
you know.
My bad on that one.
Well, how are you feeling about this game show?
I'm very excited. I thought we were gonna try to act as stoned as possible. So now I gotta rethink my strategy.
You could do that.
It's up to you. It depends on how much you want to win patchouli
exactly.
Incense.
Yes, you are dead on.
Yeah.
Again, all your strategy is up to you. Just have fun out there. You know, that's what really games and sports are about. That's what I always tell people on NFL Sunday. have fun out there, everybody. Let's meet our next player, Gary, everybody. Clap it up for Gary. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. Certainly enjoying fellow comedians on stage as well as you. So thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. How do you feel about your chances of making it to the end?
Oh, I think they're really good. I think that, I feel like destiny is on my side.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it, Gary. I love that's good strategy, too. Destiny. Hell yeah. Pass that mic down. Let's meet our next player, Seth, everybody. Clap it up for Seth.
Hello.
Hello, Seth.
How are you, Alex?
I'm good.
Good.
Beat me to it.
I know it. All right, go ahead.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Not really. Very stressed out. Rent's due in a couple days, but I'm here, right?
That's true. You're here. You could pay your rent in this cookies jar if you make it to the end.
I hope so.
I think he's going to be he or she or they or whatever, the animal that owns your apartment, is going to love it.
They're going to love it.
Thank you, Seth. How are you feeling about your chances tonight?
God, super great. I thought I was passing the mic on. Yeah, I'm going to win. I'm going to win it all, gang.
Everybody's confident, and I love that. Now you can pass it. Clap it up for Schaefer, everybody. Schaefer, what is up?
Hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
My name is Schaefer, and I'm 27 years old. Nice to meet you.
Man, meet you. Everything about that was strange to me. But it's up to our live audience. I don't really get the votes.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. You're doing well today?
I am doing well today. I was excited for today. You told me about this yesterday, and I've been looking forward to this. I was sitting at my desk this morning being like, oh, I'm going to be on a fun little game show.
And you are. I'm already
having
fun. I am.
And it's cool. It's awesome in here. You guys are great.
Yeah, Schaefer, you're great, man.
Please.
Schaefer.
And I am also playing for Justin's mother-in-law. we're dear friends, and going out for you.
Yeah, that is good strategy. I like this. Everybody's counting.
Hit that heart. No, wait, which is the one that the narc.
Cat.
Hit
you
the narc.
To get the narc,
cat.
Yeah.
It's a devil, right?
It could be a devil.
It looks like a devil.
That would be good.
But, that's for you to decide.
Sure. Schaefer, are you feeling good about your strategy?
I'm feeling pretty good. We'll find out in exactly one round.
You're probably right. Well, great stuff. Pass that over. Hello, Ryan. How you doing, Ryan? Clap it up for Ryan. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You feeling good about your strategy today? Or how are you feeling about your make it to the end?
Good. I already set my karma. Lady walked down here looking for classes. I think she was in the wrong place. Does the Jehovah's Witness building next door have classes?
They teach English.
She didn't speak English. She said, no hablo español. I need classes.
Definitely go to 142 Sip Avenue for the Church of Latter-day Saints English.
Ooh, I tricked her into a cult.
Well, yeah, what can you do? I've honestly talked to a few people outside that are trying to go into those classes, and they're always like, we're just trying to brush up.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm playing for Justin's father-in-law.
Okay.
How about for give it up for the dads?
Yeah.
Dads don't get enough love.
I love it. Pass that mic down. This is our final player that's up here right now. We'll see, and give it up for Alexander. Izzy, how you doing, Izzy?
Oh, wow, nobody claps for me? Thanks. Okay, I see how it is.
Hi,
Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Rock and roll. Thank you for being here. Are you feeling like you're confident? You've heard everyone else has said? You're going to make it to the end?
Yeah, and I'm playing for Justin.
Oh! Yeah. That is some strategy. I love the strategy everyone has.
I'm really happy about my strategy.
That is so great. Well, one more time for all these players. I'll give it up for you guys. Hell yes. Thank you guys for being here. These are our players, obviously. Everybody's here except for this one guy up right here, Jesse. We'll see if he shows up. Who knows what he is? Very suspicious. Exactly. But I definitely want to thank all of our players that are here. You guys are the best. And let's play some games. Our first game, actually, though, is a practice game. It's in name only. Here's the deal. I just introduced our players this evening, but I want to know what they're called out on the street. Sometimes what people call you in real life, that's what you really are. So I want to see what kind of criminal, possibly criminal, nickname you might have. What is your street name? What is your nickname? That's this game. Izzy, let's start with you. This is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
Okay. All right. I got three.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Mostly people just call me Izzy. That's my last name. Fun fact. In college, I was Izzy Saucy Ass Bitch because I drank a lot. And then when I'm drunk, I refer to myself as Patty Savage.
Oh.
Alter egos. Yes.
So, okay. Izzy. Saucy Ass Izzy. Saucy Ass
Bitch.
Yes. And, Patty Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Savage.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you, Izzy. Pass that down. Ryan, this is just a practice game. This is in name only. We won't be eliminating anyone after this game, but you can,
The whole show, we copy each other. I'm a saucy ass bitch. Izzy on the weekends. you never know. Probably Washington Street up to 51st Street. You might know me as Raul.
Okay, it's Raul.
Raul.
That just sounds like you're telling a fake name out there.
It is, yeah.
I also thought for a second you were going to be like, they call me Washington between 51st and... That's great. Okay, Schaefer, 27-year-old Schaefer. This is in name only.
As stated, my name is Schaefer. it doesn't nickname well. I've never liked any nickname before. I like Schaefer. Because people feel, but I don't. It doesn't sound good, but I like that people feel comfortable with it, if that makes sense. And then what I really need to love you for you to say to me is Schaefer.
Chafee.
But if you like, if I don't love you, I don't like you.
Oh,
if you
no.
call me Chafee.
Yeah, right. If it's your first time.
Yeah, those are probably the two that have been the most.
All right, great. Chafee, I love it. Chafe, those are great. Seth.
Yeah.
This is a practice game. You know, play it as you will. Everything counts. But this is a name only. Tell us your nickname.
I had a mean teacher that called me Rub Dick.
What was it?
Yeah.
Rub Dick?
Oh, yeah. My last name is Ruddick, so he was very creative, and he...
Spell this nickname for us, too.
R-U-B-D-I-C-K.
Okay. I couldn't tell if it was Rud Dick or Rub Dick.
That is my name.
Okay. I don't know. So it was a teacher, though?
Yeah, he was, like, a special teacher, like, some guy that, like, kind of hung around the school and, like, helped out. I guess not a teacher, like an aide kind of thing. Yeah.
Was he trying to make a man out of you? Like,
I
what
think
was going
so.
On there?
Like, he's like, oh, I knew your brother. I called him Rub Dick. I'm like, I don't care for him.
Yeah.
I guess it was a thing.
That's just a thing. This is a family dynasty this guy set up.
Good guy.
I don't know.
Good
the guy. Legacy.
Mr. Tabell. Shouts out.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm Legacy Rub Dick. Okay. Great stuff. Gary, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
I have a couple nicknames. I'm Import on the Streets and Gare Bear in the Sheets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gare Bear, yeah. Everybody loves that. All right, Rachel, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname.
People just call me by my last name. They call me Parenta. It's not. My husband calls me a lot of things, like little fascist and and retarded girlfriend when we were not married. But in general, it's just Parenta because this other guy once called me like a little dude, so I don't know. Maybe I don't. Whatever. That's it.
All right. I feel like I'm hearing little fascist. That's what I heard. That's how the nicknames go. No, that was great stuff. I love these multiple nicknames. These are great. Justin, you're playing, you know, win your mother-in-law's affection, you know, from these other stoners or, you know, sober people. You never know. Everybody is stone but one. Let me remind the audience of that. And they can play along at, you know it. Justin, this is a practice game in name only. Tell us your nickname.
I've been known by many names throughout the years, but most recently in the streets, I'm called the Black Idris Elba.
Great stuff. Clap it up for all these guys, right? Phenomenal stuff. Hit that heart button. If you think somebody's stoned up here, it's definitely, you know, obvious people are. I thought we heard some stonery answers, but I heard some pretty sober answers, too. Everyone did have a good nickname ready to go. I thought this was an impressive bunch. Either way, it's definitely tight out there. Remember, you guys can play along on your phones, too, up here. You know what I mean? So just as a reminder. But we are going to move on to our next game, and then we will eliminate somebody after that. That's how it goes here on Weeding Out the Stoned. This is a classic here. I'm going to give you guys each of an Explain This prompt, and I'll be timing you for 30 seconds, all right? I'll tell you when your time is up. You know, if you answer the question, if you answer the Explain This prompt in 10 seconds, I'm going to tell you you have 20 seconds left, and it's you got to finish out your thought. Although, I did see the most fascinating thing just now. We have another player. How about that? Clap it up for this guy. He should do a lot of things. I'm going to make him do 3 games at once, obviously. Welcome. The audience knows about you, but tell us who you are. Jesse, how are you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. I can't believe you're doing good because you must have been in traffic or something.
I was, you know, I was here and there.
I love it. Great stuff. Well, I'm glad you're great. How are you feeling about about making it to the end? How are you feeling about your confidence during this game show?
I feel pretty good, you know. I feel very confident in my abilities right now.
Love it, man. Well, that's great. Well, guess what? We're going to move back to our last game real fast. This was the first game. It's a practice game, so don't worry. We weren't about to eliminate anybody or anything like that. Jesse, this is in name only. Tell us your nickname. Start us off.
She. I don't know. I like to go by the name Jay Stacks, and that's just for me. There's no reason. Nobody gave it to me. I gave it to myself. And I fuck with it. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean. All right. Hell yeah, Jesse. That was in name only. Jay Stacks. So we are going to move on to our next game. We will be eliminating somebody after this game. Jesse, if you, I'm going to give you the option of passing that mic, but you could go first in this next game if you want. This means you're probably going to go second. Jesse, I'm going to let you... Here's the thing. Give that mic back to Jesse real fast. Right. Jesse, this is strategy. This comes into play. All if you're watching on YouTube, feel free to throw a comment out there of where he should put this mic. But you can pass that mic to anybody right now, and they'll have to start us off.
Oh, man.
In 30-second explanation. How about that?
Oh, I have to give a reason why I'm giving it to them?
You don't have to. No, you just give it to them. Oh. This is just an extra little piece of the puzzle. Decide who you think should go first in this next game.
Sir, what's your name? Justin? Nice to meet you, buddy. All right. I decided not you. Just from that, I decided I don't like you.
Whoa. Jesse's strategy is fascinating.
Oh,
Jay Stack's coming out hard.
I'm sorry. I'm a little catty right now. Fucking.
Oh, interesting. Feel free to hit that cat button. Could be a devil.
Rawr, ladies. I'm going to give it over to my buddy Schaefer.
Hey, Schaefer.
Thank you. I appreciate
Love it. Schaefer, you're going to start us off. This game is 30-second explanation. I'll give you an explain this prompt. You have exactly 30 seconds to explain that prompt. No more, no less. Are you ready to play this game?
I am ready.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Schaefer, for 30 seconds exactly... Explain.
Exactly. I have to like hit 30 seconds and end.
And then I'll tell I can't you just, when your
okay,
time
gotcha.
Is up.
Okay.
Yes. You can't just say like blue and then be done.
No, but I have to like time it in my head and be like, I'm sticking the landing.
You're going to do great.
Okay.
All right. Schaefer, ready to play this, right? For 30 seconds, explain what you had to eat today.
Not enough. I didn't get breakfast because I told my... okay, this is a really bad thing to say over the internet. This is a bad prompt to give someone with ADD. Okay, so I played hooky yesterday, and then now I had to come in early for work this morning, so I didn't have time to pick up breakfast, so I ordered delivery, and I believe I got something gross, and I'm trying to remember what it was right now. Oh, no! Sandwich from Subculture. On
Time. There you go. Fuck it. He did it. Took you 29 seconds to say sandwich, but you got there.
Exactly.
You did a great job, and that was a coherent answer. All right, I think so. People are hitting that cat button. I'll tell you that. All right, who's got the mic now? Where did that go?
All right.
Seth.
Yes.
Are you ready to play this game?
I am.
All right. For 30 seconds, explain how a radiator works.
I mean, who doesn't know how a radiator works? I mean, it radiates. I can tell you that much. That's the first part of it. I believe it's full of water. If it's a heat radiator, that kind of thing. But the water gets hot and then it, you know, goes out. Radiate. I think it's French for go out, right? yeah, you know. There's some in cars, too, I think.
Time!
There you go.
Great job. I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm going to accept it. I think you know enough about what it was. Radiates is probably pretty accurate. Gary, are you ready to play this game?
Yes.
All right. This is 30-second explanation. For 30 seconds exactly, explain what pizza tastes like. Go.
Oh, pizza is probably one of the more delicious things that I've ever tasted in my entire life. Let's start at the top with the cheese. The cheese has been kneaded by probably old hands. I've only seen old people work at weathered hands. So there's a little old delicious cheese flavor to that. As well as, I feel like every pizza place I've ever been to, like the flowers from the motherland, wherever that may be, whatever motherland it is, like they always bring it with like, they have one arm with luggage and then the other is the flower from the motherland.
Time. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what pizza tastes like.
Yeah.
As a reminder to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Feel free to play along. I see a heart. Anyway. Rachel, Are you ready? Are you ready to play this game?
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why this show exists.
Okay.
This is the game show Sobriety Test. All right, Rachel, for 30 seconds exactly, explain why the sky is blue. Go.
Okay. So the sky is blue because of the way that the sun refracts from the gases that are in the atmosphere. And then that's what makes the water blue, sort of, but there's other things that make the water blue. I think it's the sky makes the water blue, not the other way around. But and also our dreams. Our dreams make the sky blue because we have more time to speak, right?
Time! Hey, that was an amazing answer. If I don't see some devils or something. I mean, good God. We also got why the ocean is blue in that. And I think you're right. That was refracting from the sun. The sky is like all colors, but blue when it's refracted. Some bullshit like that. And then, yeah, the ocean reflects off the sky. And then dreams are beautiful. You know, we those are all true things. Great job. Great, most coherent answer we've had so far, I think. Also, Justin, are you ready to play this game?
Yes.
All right. This is a 30-second explanation. For 30 seconds, explain how the stock market works.
The stock market is controlled by a small cabal of corporate criminals who take hardworking people's money and then filter it into their own pockets and win only because Americans are born with a false sense of lottery mentality that maintains an unjust system that time after time transfers wealth increasingly upward until people can no longer procreate, they can no longer afford a starter home, they can no longer even afford to have blood in their body. They have to go donate blood out of their body for money and their sperm.
Time. Okay, great. Give it up. Amazing answer. That's how the global economy works. Good God. The stock market and then some. Very coherent, popular answer. I get the feeling you're going to get a lot of narcs from at least the people that are up here. Great stuff. Justin, you're making your mother-in-law proud. Pass that up to Izzy. Izzy, are you ready to play this game?
Could I just say I changed my answer? I like him now.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, lovely. That's what we want to do here. Izzy, yeah, are you ready to
I think so.
Play this game?
Don't give me a hard one. I'm not very smart.
If it's too... All right. Don't worry about it. Hard. Interesting. For 30 seconds, explain where the Empire State Building is.
Okay.
Go.
Is my time starting now? Okay. The Empire State Building is in New York City, USA, America. I think it's on the globe somewhere in the landscape, smart words, New York, New York, New York. Yeah.
Time. Hey. That was a fascinating tactic. Counting syllables, was that? What was going on there?
Worst haiku ever.
Yeah. That was at least 35 fingers. I also saw a few like, 1, 4, 80, you know. Great stuff. Jesse, are you ready to play this game? Do you need Ryan to go before you?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Do you want a hard one? What do you want?
Throw me the hardest heater you got.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I only have 2 more left. but I'll give you the one I think is harder. All right. For 30 seconds, explain your work-life balance. Go.
She... all right. Well, you know, work-life balance is important. You're supposed to balance your life and your work at the same time in a harmonious fashion that doesn't leave you too burnt out, but also lets you enjoy life. You know, that's very hard to do. You know, some people work too hard. Some people chill too hard. You know, it's like this teetering act that you try to hold together. And if I had to explain mine in like a couple words, it would be bad.
Time. Okay, great. Good. By the way, that was 38 seconds. Just, you know, as a thing. Great stuff. Yeah, very difficult to do. I understand. That was a harder question, I think. Right? Tell me if you think this next question was easier. But yeah, Ryan, are you ready to play this game?
Yeah.
All right, for 30 seconds, explain what is so great about Young Gravy. Go.
Yeah, like gravy that's not finished yet?
No.
What, who is Young Gravy? Is this Young Gravy? This guy who just walked in? No, really, is it a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay, well, where is he from? It sounds Dirty South.
You tell me.
Explain him what's so great about Young Gravy. You just he's white? Oh, man, what's going on out there?
All right, time. Great. That was obviously the easier question. No. Yeah, Jesse, Young do you think Gravy? That was harder?
I should have switched.
Interesting. Well, it's up to you guys. Guess what? You can play along on your phones, by the way, people here. You can go to menti.com, menti.com on your phone, and use the code 1263-3029, because guess what? We just saw a bunch of players play two games, and we are going to eliminate somebody. That's what we're doing, live and over the internet. So that's how we're doing it today. So feel free to, and you guys can vote up here if you're on your phone. You know, strategize out here. Mother-in-laws everywhere, please. Vote
clearly
for
who
you think is the highest. We're going to move on. Jesse's in the lead with two, so you can vote more out there. Seth also has two now. Seth has three.
You're so high.
Dan, three votes. You can see it up here. I can see it. And I can see it. So Seth has three. Shafee has two. Jesse has two. Justin's got one. Gary has one. Rachel and Ryan and Izzy have zero so far. I'm going to set a timer so I know when to close this. Let's keep it open at least another 90 seconds, let's say. But that's how it is. So you can vote if you guys have voted out there. Maybe people on the internet have voted. Have you guys all voted? You can vote for up to three. But maybe people decide not to do that. That is the first time we're going to do it, this game. So obviously we will be continuing to vote people off. But unless in the next, you know, I'm going to say 15, 30 seconds that somebody gets another vote. Seth, you're looking like you're in trouble. Why don't you defend yourself? Pass that mic to Seth real quick. Seth, beg for your life.
I was busy. I got here almost late. I mean, not as late as some, but I was driving all day. I didn't have the time to get high, man. Like, who gets high in their car coming back from work? That's not a thing at all. So... I think this is a textbook witch hunt. I think my family members might be behind this.
Oh, my God. They could be. You never know.
Yeah,
all right.
Vic,
well,
reverse it.
Give you five more seconds. Oh, my God. I did change, but you got another vote.
What?
That's what happened. I swear to God, it's been 60 seconds. Seth.
Can I just say I saw that guy actively vote for Seth?
Gary.
I saw him make the choice.
What a strategy. Seth, thank you guys. Seth, thank you so much for being here. Seth, come up here. Grab a piece of candy. Get some slice of candy as a whatever you need. I don't know. Yeah, Seth, thank you, Seth. Give it up for Seth, everybody. But that's how it goes. We eliminate people. They go to jail for life. No, I'm kidding. They don't. This is our next game. And Seth might be thankful that he's not in this game because this next game is lung capacity. Here's the deal. I'm going to give everybody a balloon. And you are all going to race to blow up that balloon until it pops. That's the goal here. Yes, pop that balloon. So it's trying to pop your balloon. If you can do it with your lungs, we're testing their lungs out there, all right? We know stoners are smoking all the time. They have terrible lungs. So the person who is able to blow up their balloon and pop it with their lungs the fastest is clearly must be the narc. It's at least more data that they are probably sober. If they can't, they might have asthma, but if they can't, with a latex allergy, a lot of people get out of this game. There's strategy in a way. But the goal is to pop your balloon before the last person. Don't be the last person to pop your balloon, that kind of thing. This is lung capacity. Prove to us that you're the sober person. You know, there are other ways to make it so that you clearly are, you know, more sober than the others through this game. But, huh? But you guys understand, on my mark, blow up your balloon until it pops. This is lung capacity. And go. All right. Oh, man. Ryan's off to a hell of a start. Izzy, too. Justin, doing great. Shafee. Ryan, definitely in the lead on this, though. Rachel's having trouble, but, you know, Gary's doing very well. Shafee, Izzy, Jesse's doing good. Everybody's kind of doing really well this game. They all have pretty strong lungs. I'm going to give it up for all of them. I think that's very impressive. Izzy's balloon is enormous. Ryan's looks huge. I can't even tell anymore. Ryan was first. Who was first? Gary? Gary, Ryan. Izzy as well. Schaefer's is huge. Now the first one's already gone. You might just want to start thinking about figuring out how to pop it. You know what I mean? I know it's terrifying. Schaefer popped it. Ryan's having a panic attack. Yeah, I know. It hurts. Distracting, though. Distracting the last three players with their balloons. You might just want to just try and pop it. I don't know. Oh, and there's Jesse's. It's between Rachel and Justin. They're just battling with them. Oh, and is it either one going to pop from this battle? We'll see if they can. Oh, very hard. Oh, there we go. All right. Just let it go. Yeah, give it up for all of them, right? Clap it up for them. Hell yes. Thank you, guys. So you know how this goes. We are going to eliminate some more people. You can, sign into menti.com and use the code 1263-3029. Seth has already been eliminated, but vote for any of these other people. You have up to three people. I'm going to open voting right now. It should be open. So,
Alex, you know my family was killed in a hot air balloon accident.
Did I know that?
Yeah. Very insensitive.
Oh, there you go. Ryan and Rachel each have a vote. Rachel has two votes now. Jesse has a vote. Rachel, why don't you grab that mic and defend yourself? Pass that mic to Rachel. A fourth vote.
I probably have terrible lung capacity because I got COVID at this fucking mic. I went to a mic like four Tuesdays ago, and then by Thursday or Friday, I fucking had COVID.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to all you guys. What take that into account? It could be COVID.
And also, who wants to pop a balloon? It's very frightening.
It's very terrifying. Everybody here has developed a very serious fear.
All right. Six.
Have six votes now, though. Keep defending yourself. You do not have to pass that to Ryan, who's in second with two votes. Gary and Jesse, a seventh vote. It's crazy how it moves.
This is crazy.
You've been defending yourself for a minute. Let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you this. One day I'm going to tell you my Whippet story, and then you'll all know the truth about me.
Fascinating.
But if I tell it now.
This might be your last chance. You might want to say it. No, you can save it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be cast out. But
I think so. Yeah, Rachel. Clap it up for Rachel, everybody. But Rachel, I believe you are eliminated. Feel free to grab some candy. Take whichever thing you like. There's candy here. Yeah. Give it up for all our players that are still in this, too. Holy crime. They're still in it. Wow. And we're going to move on to our next game. It's Fantastrain. Here's how Fantastrain works. So this is a game where you guys come in, actually. So you can, again, use your phones, and you guys can throw some out here, too. But what Fantastrain is, you guys are going to give us some prompts of fake strains of cannabis, and these guys are going to pick one and tell us which that sounds the most dangerous and why. Give us your Leafly review, but a one star, this is dangerous stuff. This is why people shouldn't smoke weed. By now, you should be figuring out, our players should know, that to make it to the end, they're trying to convince us that they're sober, right? So tell us why weed is dangerous and that we would never smoke this strain and no one ever should. This is Fantastrain. And again, you guys can plug in up to three fake cannabis strains. So plug in some fake cannabis strains in here. And, I'll start reading some off. You know how it goes. But, like, throw some fake cannabis strains. These guys will pick the one they think is the most dangerous and tell us why it sounds really dangerous. Do I have to open this or anything like that? Are you guys able to plug it in? Pineapple Tush. That's a good one. I like that. People are thinking, well, I love, this is a perfect time for puns if you like him, If you like a pun, who wouldn't love it? You could submit up to three of these. Joe Byron, somebody's, we're in Jersey. Joe Byron, does anyone know that guy? I don't know. It seems weird. Throw some out there. There they are. Grandma's cheese, weed, racist peanut butter, OG. I love these. Fartbox Haze. Nice. These are good. Keep throwing those in there, but we can start. You guys can start to try and pick some of these. So who's got a microphone? Justin, why don't you start us off? Pick one of these. I can read some off, but pick a strain from up here that you think sounds the most dangerous. Tell us why people should be wary of it.
Let me tell you something. There's an epidemic in the streets. Children are dying from this new drug called Pineapple Tush. And the reason why they called it that is because you fall on your ass and you get the concrete in it to where your ass becomes the consistency of a pineapple. Is one of the worst epidemics going across. You know, some people have guessed that it's actually crack, but it's not that. It's actually a strain of weed called pineapple tush. It's sweet but rough, is why they call it that. Much like a pineapple tush.
Great stuff. I love it. Pineapple tush. I love it, Justin. Hell yeah. Sounds evil to me. Gary, pick one of these strains and tell us why it is it's dangerous.
The Bernie Down. The Bernie Down strain is very accurate. It's very correct. He's always got the numbers on. But it will lead you to an ice cream store called Ben & Jerry's.
All right.
Yeah. So you're almost guaranteed, like, all of your politics are going to be fantastic, but you might die early of diabetes. And, yeah, that would be a shame.
Bernie Down leads to diabetes. I get it. Yeah. Threads the needle. All right. Pass that up to Schaefer. Schaefer, pick one of these strains, and if you need to move up, you know, and find it, feel free.
I can see. My glasses are very big.
All right. Yeah, pick one of these strains. Tell us why it's so dangerous.
Hello. My name is Schaefer, as we covered. I'm here to tell you why Fart Box Haze is going to ruin your life. It is because it's so good, it's all you're going to want to do. 5 years ago, I discovered Fart Box Haze, and I was with the love of my life. We were supposed to be married 2 months later. She told me, I'm not going to do it if you don't get off the Fart Box Haze. No can do, ma'am. Kicked her out to the curb. That's why.
All right, Fart Box Haze. I don't even think Fart Box Haze needs a PSA, you know? It's not really appealing. Ryan Rummel, Ryan, tell us which strain up here sounds the most dangerous.
Dr. Lipschitz is the worst, because you get so existential, you call your dad, but then you don't really have a good conversation after that, and then you go, you just spiral about that for a while. It's like therapy that is not therapy. It's definitely not therapy. And neither is smoking. It's just, in general, that is not therapy. You guys should all go to therapy, and that's all. To go to Dr. Lipschitz, actually.
All right. No, he's a therapist. Okay, I got you. Dr. Lipschitz. Good stuff. Jesse, pick a strain and tell us why it's dangerous.
Alex, I'm going to have to go with Dookie Whiff. I feel, you know, Dookie Whiff is a slippery slope, you know. You're in the bathroom trying to smoke in, you know, hot box room with your boys. You leave, somebody walks in, and then they get a sniff of that Dookie Whiff, and it's over for you. Everyone thinks you're that guy forever. You're going to die of embarrassment, and then you're going to be high. So just think about that before you smoke weed, kids.
There you go. Dookie Whiff. Not for a spliff. I love it. Izzy, tell us a strain and why you shouldn't smoke it.
So I think I'm going to go with... Sorry, I had a lot of time to pick this. I'm going to go with chicken because I know people that have personally been affected by chicken, and they got so high that they thought actual chicken was weed, and then they rolled into a blunt and smoked it, and then now they just have permanent salmonella. It messed up their digestive system so bad. So now, from smoking chicken.
Well, that sounds like really dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Good call. Great stuff, everybody. Great stuff out there. These were great. Hillman's mayonnaise, grandma's cheese, Nashville doo-wop, cotton candy anal. Hilarious.
Cotton candy
sniff anal. Tickler. I mean, these are so great. Bussy cookie. These are great. K2 spice. Very on point because stay away from that shit. All right. There we go. So give it up one more time for these guys. Come on. We've got two people that are already eliminated, but we're going to open voting. Let's do that right now. Their voting's open, and we'll see who gets some votes. Rachel is already eliminated. Seth is already eliminated. Ryan's getting votes again. People have been on Ryan's case pretty much every time, but not too heavy. Schaefer as well has always gotten maybe a vote. But yeah, the two of them each have one right now. You can vote for up to three people. Schaefer's got two. Schaefer's got three. Ryan's got two. It's a battle between these two. Schaefer's got four, five. The code is menti.com, 1263-3029, 1263-3029, 1263-3029, menti.com. menti.com. Schaefer's got 7 votes. It's Schaefer.
Yeah, this is looking rough, isn't it?
Schaefer, yeah, defend yourself. What do you think's happening here?
The people are speaking. democracy is working. This kind of feels like day 4 when we were all watching like Pennsylvania drop like 5,000 votes at a time, you know? Except it's looking a little less like a tight race here.
Justin's got 1 vote. Ryan's got 3. Gary's got 1. This is a good time to maybe throw some shade on someone
else. I will
invite
anyone at home to reconsider. I don't think I'm going to get new votes. I think I have to switch old votes at this point.
Oh, yeah, that would be
Justin's mother-in-law. I get it.
Well, there you go.
I
don't know. I'll give it another 5 seconds or so, but it's not really changing. Schaefer's got
I'm
7
gonna
votes.
Concede.
Ryan's
conceding
got
the
3.
Race.
Justin's got 1. Gary's got 1. Give it up for Schaefer, but Schaefer, you are eliminated. Grab some candy, man. There you go. Hell yeah. Schaefer, thank you. Schaefer, we love you. And we're going to move on to our next game. Give it up for these guys, though, right? Hell yeah. Our next game is a classic. It's Mararanga. So, like I said, these guys know that they're trying to convince you they're sober by now. I'm going to ask them a question that any drug user in the world would know the answer to. All they have to do is get the answer wrong. This is wrong answers only on this game, Mararanga. All right? So, that's how Mararanga works. I'll ask each of you guys probably 2 different questions just so you get the hang of it. If you give me a very incorrect answer, I'm going to go incorrect. Great job. That's wrong. If you say the correct answer or somehow a correct answer that could be right in a certain context, I'm going to say that sounds right. And that means you're clearly baked out of your mind, all right? Because you're not even paying attention to the rules that I'm saying very explicitly right now. That's how Mararanga works. Wrong answers only. Are you guys ready?
No.
Great job. All right, Ryan, let's start this off. Name a popular song about smoking marijuana.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Incorrect. Great job. Pass that down. Jesse, what are 2 nicknames for the pipes people smoke marijuana out of?
China and China 2.
Incorrect. Izzy, what is the most common way to ingest marijuana?
Shoving it up your butt.
Incorrect. Justin, what plant is marijuana derived from?
Cilantro.
Incorrect. Gary. Cilantro. Gary, what are 3 common names for people who smoke a lot of pot?
Rigatoni, number 2 pencil, and Spike.
Incorrect. 3 answers like Spike, I might have said. I don't know. Spike is known for smoking weed. All right, but Gary, we're going to go back around, actually.
Okay.
No, and you're going to start us off.
Sorry,
we'll end on right.
Oh, all right.
So everybody gets 2. Gary, name a movie that features marijuana use.
The Godfather.
Incorrect. But dangerous territory. There's like heroin and shit. Justin, what are 2 common psychological effects of marijuana?
Feeling full and wanting to fight all the time.
Incorrect. Izzy, name a condition that qualifies someone for medical marijuana.
COPD.
Incorrect. Jesse, name a pro-marijuana organization.
Obama.
Incorrect. And Ryan, name a place that marijuana is legal.
The White House.
Incorrect. Oh, I almost maybe caught you on a D.C. thing, but it's still federal property. You know, that's incorrect. It's legal in D.C., sort of. It's, like, weird. You have to, like, manifest it. But there's no dispensaries or anything. But great job, guys. I think everybody had incorrect answers on both rounds, so that was great. Fantastic stuff. People definitely thought some people were high. We're going to eliminate somebody else. You know how this goes. Let's open up voting. Voting is open. That's how it goes. Ryan, again, the first vote out of the gate. Somebody's after him. Gary as well, though. Two votes for Ryan. Three now for Gary. It's between the two of them. Four for Gary. Gary, grab that mic. And five for Gary. Gary, defend yourself. What's happening here?
I thought I gave some very incorrect answers that should have at least conveyed the fact that I am very sober right now.
Spike might be your downfall. I don't know.
Really?
What else did you say? It was you got a third vote for Ryan just by saying that. So say something.
Me or
either one, but you're losing. You got six votes.
I got this wrapped up.
You can go to menti.com and use the code 1263 to vote for eliminate somebody from this show. Who do you think is obviously high up here? Gary, you're getting votes. Any last words?
I just want to thank my friends in New York who are probably voting right now. That's what I feel like is going on. I think I texted them to check, and this it could be them.
That could be it. Yeah. All right, guys. Look, Gary, thank you for being here. But I think you are eliminated. But just between you and Ryan that round, everybody else was in a, you know, is doing something right. You know, there's some candy for you on your way out. Enjoy your life. I love it. Thank you for being here, Gary. It's amazing. So give it up for these four that are still in this. Good God. Incredible. Remember, we started out, everybody was high but one. We only have four players left, you know, so we're whittling it down. Our next game is another interactive game, so you can, this is answer these direct questions from the audience, so you guys can give us questions that these guys are going to answer one by one. They'll just ask, well, they'll take a different question, and everyone will have to answer this direct question, so you can ask them anything. All right, so plug in some questions. We have no questions yet. I just started it. But guess what? Over the internet, here live, you can, from your phone, you can go to menti.com, M-E-N-T-I.com, and use the code 1263-3029. Vote people off. Play these interactive games. Throw the heart or the devil at us. All these interesting interactive elements to this live stream we're doing tonight. Crazy stuff here on Waiting Out the Stoned. No questions yet. Oh, there we go. So, Justin, you've got the mic. Let's start you off with this question. What cartoon Bing would you buy? What cartoon Bing would you buy? You can interpret that however you need to.
No, so there's no definition of the word Bing.
You could assume it's a typo, or you could assume they mean Bing.com. I don't know.
Yeah, so, I'd buy the one that goes Bing.
Someone could maybe redo it.
That's a cool sound effect. It's got a lot of it's got a good history. Either that, or I buy the you know, when the wolf sees a woman that he likes and his eyes come out of his head and he goes, "Ooga!" I'd buy that one too, because I think that's really fun. It's not good to do that.
That's not good. But great answer. Pass that up. Izzy, why don't you do this next? Oops, sorry. Why don't you do this next one? What do I? Oh, there it is. Okay. Dank or drank, Izzy? Dank or drank?
Dank or drank? I'm going to say drank, because I think dank is spelled wrong. Or drank. Is it drank or drunk? This question is confusing me.
Good to know. All right.
Both of them, because equal opportunity.
Love it.
Yes.
All right, great. Let's get through some of these. Jesse, because we'll do multiple. Jesse, what is a Bing? What is a Bing?
I think it was a search engine for a while. Yeah, you guys ever used Bing before? it was like Google, but just not Google, really. A Bing, like, is it an act? Am I binging something?
Yes.
I don't know. A Bing is like, you know what's great? Bing was great for porn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You could click videos and then a whole bunch of porn would show up. It's fantastic for that way. So Bing is like it's like Microsoft made a porn website by accident.
It's okay. Pass that down. Let's keep going. Yeah. Who do you think is high, Ryan?
Jesse.
All right.
Jesse's high.
There you go. Because
he was late.
I can't believe you've done this.
All right, Jesse, why don't we go back to you? What cartoon bong? Oh, what? What cartoon bong would you buy? Like a bong that's a cartoon.
I'm still on the same question.
I'm back to you.
I got the same question.
There's an asterisk. Like, they, you know, that was a typo earlier.
I don't know. I guess a Bing Bong would be
better. Great answer.
That would be the best.
Pass that to Izzy. Izzy. Says what is your address, but throws a fake one. Great answer. Yes. Hilarious. Justin, when did you first smoke weed?
I was 32 years old for my birthday. It was January, I believe.
Great answer. That sounds accurate. Very honest. Ryan, do you know the Muffin Man?
Yeah, of course I know the Muffin Man.
Great.
I know the Muffin Man.
All right, Ryan, why don't you go again? Is healthcare a human right?
Yes.
Great answer. Pass that down.
Is that hard?
No, I didn't say it. Some of these they're not going to be hard. Jesse.
No, it's not. You guys should pay.
Jesse, best prank you've ever done?
Once when I was in seventh grade, I went to Catholic school, and they had like a kitchen where they would prepare the food, and we all peed in the apple juice, and we never told anybody.
Wow, incredible. Glad we asked that. Izzy, who was your first love? You get all these personal ones.
I know, right? I dated a dude when I was like 13 and he was like 22 and he was like from Europe and that was like a whole illegal situation, but he was my first love until he went to jail.
Answered as far as I'm concerned. Justin, 58 times 7 equals what?
Yep, 742.3.
That can't be right. great stuff. All right, I think that's everything we've got. Great stuff. We are going to move on to voting. You know how this goes. Go to menti.com, M-E-N-T-I, and use the code 1263-3029. Voting is now open. Voting just opened. And Ryan again, first vote. Fascinating. Four votes for Ryan right away. Justin is at two votes, though. Ryan, jump on that mic. Defend yourself. What's happening? Justin's at three, though.
I don't smoke. I'm holding a beer in my icon over there.
It's so, one or the other, obviously.
So clearly, I don't smoke.
You got a fifth vote.
Uh-oh. Not looking good for Rum Dog. Wait, well, that's not
that even your nickname? That's
not a nickname. Can't even remember my nickname. The wheels are falling off up here.
Well, it's not looking good, but you're only two votes.
Maybe Jesse should defend himself.
Okay. All right.
That's I got zero.
Shit. All right. Yeah. Ryan, it's looking like it's going to be you, man, with five votes, unless something happens in the next 5 seconds. Clap it up for Ryan, everybody. Ryan, here's some candy. All right. Great stuff. Justin's taking over a different chair. Oh. Fascinating. So this next game is I'm going to ask each of our players. We all know that, you know, stoners, they tend to be lying, so we're going to test their lying skills, their poker face, as it were. So each of our players, they can tell either a truth or a lie, and then you guys are going to vote for if you think it's a true or false, and we'll see the results up here, and then you guys will tell us if you were lying or not. All right? That's how this is going to go. So, it's our first time. Doing this. Yeah. We're going to try this. Either way, it's going to be fine because you're just going to tell us whether you were lying or not, and you guys are still going to vote them off. So that's what we're asking you guys. Just tell us either a true fact, you know, about yourself or a lie. I mean, you could say about it anything, but just something true or something false, and then we'll see if we think here live, we'll clap if we think they're telling the truth, and we'll say no if we think they're telling something false. And yeah, that's how this game's going to be played. We'll see your poker face. So lie or not, it's up to you. Jesse, why don't you start us off? Say a lie or a truth, and then we'll decipher it.
All right. My middle name is Matthew.
Izzy, why don't you tell us something false or something true? It's up to you.
I'm wearing pink socks.
Justin, tell us something false or something true.
in sixth grade, I punched a guy in the face for trying to do karate on me.
Jesse, let us know. A lot of people did seem to think you were telling the truth. Only got two no's, though, or something. Some people did think you were saying something false. Remind us of what you said.
My middle name is Matthew.
Is it true or false?
It's true.
Whoa! So we were mostly right. I feel like, you know, his poker face, we understood that he was telling the truth. He's got a face we can detect. Pass that to Izzy. Izzy, remind us of what you said.
I said I was wearing pink socks.
And we thought it was semi-true. I thought it was true, but some people did not seem to think that. These are definitely yellow or something. They're not pink. Yeah. So that was a lie. People seem to think you know, they read your poker face, though. You fooled me. And Justin, what remind us of what you said.
I punched a guy that tried to do karate on me in sixth grade.
And we all thought it was true, every single person. Well, tell us, is it true or false?
Yes, that's a true story.
Of course it is. You have to do that. Karate is dangerous, all right? Who should we eliminate? And, you know, and we'll be down to our final two players. Jesse gets a vote. Justin gets a vote. Jesse's at two votes. Jesse, this is a good time to maybe defend yourself. I know you're voting. Jesse's got three votes. Justin's got two votes.
Who are you people, huh? You think this is funny? Framing a man just because he came in late? I did nothing wrong. I'm just a man who done some wrong in his life. I just contradicted myself. But you know what? I'm a good guy, and I want to be here for the... Damn it, who did it?
Oh, you're at
who
five.
Who's doing this? You think this is funny?
People have their hands in the air trying to show they...
Yeah, get Izzy, you know, dude.
Justin's got two now. Izzy's got one.
You're going to vote for someone who's not a liar? I told the truth. I opened my heart to you people. And look what you do to me.
Oh, you got a sixth vote just now.
Wow.
Well, but so did Izzy get another
come
vote.
Come on, dude. She's a criminal, guys.
Wow, the voting's happening. I mean, you're pumping it up, man.
Guys, come on. These guys stink. Let's be real.
You've divided everybody between those two.
Let's
you know.
Be real. Let's be real. These guys stink. I'm the best. We're all... We're having a good time.
Is that what we're voting on?
we're going full Trump. I'm trying to win this.
I understand.
I'm in it to win it, guys. If you're with me, you're on the winning team.
Well, there you
Send
go.
Send these losers home.
It doesn't look like it's changing. You've had a minute to defend yourself, guys. Jesse, I think you are eliminated. Clap it up for Jesse, everybody. CBAs. So this is a game where it's based on a real sobriety test, of course, but with our own little twist. We're going to have each of our players recite the alphabet backwards as quick as they can. I'm going to have a timer up there. It'll count down from 2 minutes because the Swedes. No, I'm kidding. Because of the menti.com, but they're great. Anyway, so yeah, this is the CBAs. We'll have you recite the alphabet backwards. We'll see how fast you can do it. Nobody's done it in more than 2 minutes, I swear. But this is a great game because it tests everything that we've tested tonight. People have entire nervous breakdowns in this. We'll see their accuracy. We'll see how fast they are, and we'll see if they tangent on anything else. You know how it goes, right? So that's how the CBAs work. This is our final game. Recite the alphabet backwards as fast as you can. Justin, do you want to go first again? You've gone first a lot, but I'll give you the option. For either one. Do you want Izzy to go first or you?
I'll go first.
All right. Justin's going to go first, everybody. So here we go. I'll start the timer whenever you begin. Start us off with, you know.
ZYXR. TS. UV. No. VU. This is a nightmare. This is like when they want you to go to jail. They do this. What's, when I get to you? Z, Y, X, W. V U T R S S R Q Q right. Yeah. All right, pass. I resign. Okay.
Say A. Just say the title of this game.
ABCs.
So, right, great. Okay, yeah, obviously. So, how do I? All right. Hilarious. Great. So, yeah, you did it in, I'm going to say, it was like a minute 25 or something. I even restarted the timer accidentally, and you still were at over a minute. But great job. You pretty much got to you. That was several times, though, so it's up to you guys. It's based on, and that's the score. That's the time to beat, as it were. You know, Izzy, it's on you. Whenever you begin, I'll start your timer.
All right.
Whenever you begin.
Okay.
Give it a shot. Give it your best shot. It ends when you say the title of the game, CBA.
You know I'm high-functioning autistic, right?
Like I said, your best shot.
No, okay. Ready? ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Time. Holy crime. That's the fastest it's ever been done on this show. That was 5 seconds. And I'm can't swear to God, I said earlier, 142nd time I've done this show, and I've done CBA a lot. The fastest before was 7 seconds, I remember. And only one other person has done it in like 10 or 12. Like, it's very rare. Give it up for Izzy. That was incredible. 5 seconds. Five of the seconds. Unreal. We're all blown away by that. But it is really still, we're going to vote. All right. We've seen a lot of games. It's up to you guys out there. So I'm going to open voting. Voting is open. So it's down to Izzy and Justin. They each have a vote. Justin's got 2 votes, though. Right away, Justin's got 3. We'll see where this goes. You can still go to menti.com, menti.com. Use the code 1263-3029. And Justin's got 5 votes now. Only 1 vote for Izzy. Only 1. 2 votes now, though, for Izzy. Justin, why don't you defend yourself for a little bit? 6 votes for you.
I want to tell everybody watching this something. I will find your IP address and track every single one of you down individually and bring down a shitstorm the likes that you've never seen. And no, I will show no mercy. It will not be quick. I'm talking torture, motherfuckers.
It has changed 0 people's minds. You're at 7 votes now. Izzy, why don't you defend yourself? You get a chance as well. This is our last time we're voting.
Everything he said wasn't very nice, you guys. I'm really sorry he said that to you. It's clearly vote for him because he was mean. And that's all I'm going to say.
There you go, guys. Guess what? Justin, I think you got 7 votes to Izzy's 3 on this final voting round. So you are eliminated. Clap it up for Justin, everybody. Grab some candy if you feel like it. Good God. But Izzy is the last person on stage. Give it up for Izzy, right? I bestow this stuff on you from all the smoke here in
Yay!
Jersey City. That's all the smoke with a THA, by the way. At all the smoke _NJ. And clap it up one more time for Izzy. She's the last person on stage. Fantastic stuff. Beat out 7 other people. But we want to know, we have to know, Izzy, are you the sober person? Are we right? Are we, in fact, correct?
I am so high.
Ah!
I am so high. That was really hard.
Oh, fuck. Well, sober person, are you still out there? Can you hear my voice? Come back up on stage. Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself.
Oh, shit.
Get back on this mic. What happened? What happened?
Clearly, because I got COVID from this goddamn SIP studio. The balloon ruined it. No, I'm an idiot. I don't know. I'm the dumbest one here. So I didn't need to do any... marijuana, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
One day, many years ago, I was invited to a car to do some whippets. And I was unable, I cracked the thing, and then I couldn't inhale it properly, and I never got that 15-second high. We went through 3 of them, and I was just humiliated. So I didn't narc on anyone. I'm just bad at doing drugs.
So glad we got to hear that. Women's story, give it up for Rachel. Give it up for Izzy. Give it up for all you guys. You guys are all great. Thank you guys so much for being here on Weeding Out the Stoned. This was a live stream. Can I tell you guys something? We're revealing something right now. We are guess what? We're going to try and do this like every Tuesday in October. We're going to do a live stream. We'll be back October 4th doing the same thing. So, you know, go on the Weeding Out the Stone YouTube channel, and you can find these live streams, play along. We're going to have some fun. It'll be earlier in the week. So just come on by and hang out. Tuesdays at 7, we'll do the same thing. It'll be madness. You can even come by. Fucking buy a ticket and stuff. All that jazz. You know, hey, we have Normal has helped us out a lot, and they've honestly helped out any cannabis user in the fucking world. If you are into that shit, they're the National Organization of the Reformation of Marijuana Legislation. So just go to normal.org. I'm a fucking card carrying member. You know how I do. Yeah, here's some Weeding Out the Stone QR codes. Thank you guys for being here. I'm Alex Grubard. Move along. Show's over.
All these people standing around, standing in a circle, laughing way too loud. I have a secret, it's safe for now. I'm the silver one in this smoke-filled crowd. The ships are fake, the donuts are glazed. I shove them in my mouth, they disappear in the haze. Suck through the grass, look through the trees, search through the swag, but you'll never find me.